And here we are, live from the KPFA studios, with the band warming up in the background. Are you ready? All right. I think we're almost ready. You're listening to Panhandle Country, listener-sponsored KPFA. And we're just setting up here, folks, for the Savoie Doucet Cajun Band. Are you ready? All right. Live from KPFA, the Savoie Doucet Cajun Band. From Louisiana. And, well, welcome to KPFA. Thanks for coming down and playing.
How do you pronounce that, Tom?
KPFA? I don't know, it's the spelling of it that I have the trouble with. We have Anne Savoie on guitar and vocal, and we've got Mark Savoie playing the accordion, and I don't know if you're doing any singing. Nah.
Oh, you were going to sing.
You're going to do some singing,
yeah, he's
too?
He's going to sing. He's going to do a lot of singing.
Okay.
Yeah.
And we have Michael Doucet on the violin and doing some singing, too. And they're in town to do a live recording session at Ashkenaz tonight in Berkeley here, a live dance concert recording session. So you come on down to Ashkenaz tonight. There's going to be a heck of a dance, a heck of a party, and just getting you a little taste of it right here at the studio. Why don't you do another one?
All right.
We're going to play a health food dance tonight.
A health food dance.
Health food is health music. This music is going to make people feel good tonight.
Okay.
So anybody that's sick, come on out. We'll make you feel good.
All right.
There should be something like health music, don't you think?
I think this is. Oh, yeah, I think you're absolutely right.
This is the health music.
Yeah, and you lose weight dancing to it.
All right.
There you go.
How about the family ball? How about that?
Je connais pas les mots, mais...
Okay. Les mots. What's new?
Mark, you know, when they were setting up, one of the production engineers asked me about that accordion, said that was a beautiful-looking accordion. Is that one of the ones that you made?
Yes.
And for those of you in the listening audience who don't know, Mark has been making accordions for how long? Have you been doing that?
34 years.
Why did you get into making them instead of just going down to the store and buying them?
It beats working for somebody else.
Is it because they were hard to find, or the kind you wanted just didn't exist, or...?
Well, it started off as a hobby, and it led to getting involved in a music store and building accordions. And it's basic is because I just was very unsatisfied with the accordions that I played on before that. And one day I heard about a man who had made one, And it just blew me away when I got this information that a mortal human could build an accordion, you know, a mortal Cajun, rather, could make an accordion. So I went home and I told my father that. I said, I saw a handmade accordion last night, and I said, I'm going to make one. And that's how I started. He said, well, he said, the barn is full of wood. My grandpa had a sawmill. He said, the barn's full of wood. Get at it. It was rough going, Tom, I'll tell you. It was rough going.
But now it's turned into something where you make them not only for yourself but other people. And,
yes.
And now you've got them being made in Europe?
Yes. I began importing accordions from what used to be East Germany, near Czechoslovakia. Get some other models from there.
And are those ones that you've personally sort of told them how to make it, or they're making it sort of the way
really.
You want it
to?
We
went over there, Chris and I, and I brought one of my handmade accordions, and I said, I think that was probably maybe like 60 years that they hadn't built accordions like that in that factory. So I showed him my instrument. I said, can you make this? He said, well, of course we can make it. You know, how dare you question us? Can we make it? Of course we can. And I'm very satisfied with the workmanship. It's very nice.
Okay, and these are accordions that are like the accordions that the correct me if I'm wrong, are these are like the accordions that the people from Germany originally brought to the United States with them?
Yes, this is was back before, you know, Cajunism got established, or before it got real popular. It was known as a German style accordion. But now all the catalogs that carry them call them Cajun accordions, you know. That's changed only about the last 8 years that it's switched from German style to Cajun. Because the Germans don't play them anymore, but the Cajuns do.
I see. Okay. Well, why don't you do another song? I'd like to hear some more music.
Mike, you want to sing something? Or Chris? You
want to? Yeah, I can't do nothing.
Sing a few.
By the way, folks, come on down tonight and join the whole band at Ashkenaz. We're going to do a live recording. That's the only thing I know how to do. We're going to have Mr. Edwards' portable studio down there, and hopefully it'll be a nice record.
Yeah, we need the crowd noise.
The
sound of dancing
so
feet.
Yes, right.
Well, we're trying to dance here a little bit. That's Chris Strachwitz coming in here and talking, a world-famous record producer and KPFA personality.
What are we going to play?
Two-step.
Okay. What you want to sing, Mike?
What about Alan Del Colombia?
Okay. What key you play it in?
Any
We're going to have Mike Doucet sing us a little song now, and he's got a band you have heard of, Beau Soleil, that he plays with us too, and he's going to sing you a little song. Let's dance, Colinda. Dance those old dances nobody knows but the old people and you. And you.
Pas tout le monde qui connaît danser les valses du temps. Allons danser, Colinda, pour faire fâcher les vieilles femmes. Thank you.
you want to hear more of that tonight at Ashkenaz on San Pablo Avenue, right near Gilman Street. Be a Cajun dance, good dancing, and
health food dancing. Health music dance.
health. Well, they have good food there. They have some food there, and they certainly have a lot of dancing. nice, good wooden dance floor. I don't know. I've never been to Louisiana and gone to a real Cajun dance, so this is the best we can do here. But boy, the music's going to be good. Michael, you haven't said anything. How you doing?
Hey, Tom.
Okay. Does this band play together that frequently, or is this a rare appearance of the three of you together?
I'd say it was rare.
Well,
do you play back home together much as a band, or
in Mark's house?
In Mark's house.
When I'm around, yeah, to put it that way.
The last
or my house, wherever the good food is, that's usually the way it is.
Okay. Mike follows the parties he plays.
But he missed the best one.
Right,
2 weeks ago, listening. Was it?
Yeah, 2 weeks ago.
That was a killer.
That was a mega party.
That backbone stew still sticks with me.
Still wearing that backbone stew.
You heard about that, Tom?
Chris has been talking about nothing but the backbone stew since he got back.
That was a fun party.
Well, we missed it all. And next time you can invite all the people who are listening.
killed and butchered a 450-pound hog at noon, and by 5 o'clock it was all consumed.
Oh. Wow. Yeah.
And there were 12 people there. Right?
No.
Well, good music, good dancing, good food.
Oh,
it
yes.
Sounds great. Why don't you do another? Why don't I say you're listening to listener-sponsored radio, KPFA and KPFB in Berkeley, KFCF in Fresno. We're doing live music here on Panhandle Country today, and there'll be more of it tonight at Ashkenaz, and I just soon like to hear some more music.
Get to a step.
Okay.
How about that boogie you did a while ago?
Do you have a boogie?
No.
We're not ready. We're going to come on our material for our record.
Dicky shows.
Okay, we're going to play you a song we like a lot. Amédée Ardoin, Kofa. Thank you.
live music here from KPFA. They said, wow, do say Cajun band playing tonight at Ashkenaz right here in Berkeley. And, gee, I didn't ask you how long you wanted to play, but I got another half hour of the show. How much longer do you want to keep playing?
Huh?
We have to go work on the record.
I think, like, pardon?
We have to go work on our record.
Yeah, then we need to rehearse, but I think we ought to talk to Anne a little bit about her heart in all this. You know, Anne Savoy has really done one of the great books on this whole subject. And
right, when's Volume 2 coming out?
Well, it'll be out within 3 years, probably. Hopefully, if we're lucky.
Why don't you tell...
Huh?
What's it called?
Oh, well, Cajun Music, A Reflection of a People. Volume 1 is available now. And if you like this kind of music, it has the history of it all, like the old stuff up to the new, and lots of great pictures.
And it has the songs and the music.
Yeah, it has the songs, the words of the songs, the tunes.
And a lot of people sometimes call and they say, how can I learn this stuff? And, well, at least you can get the words and some of the music out of the book, and then I guess you just...
Get some records over at your store.
Come down and see it live, because you can't just get it all from a record. And, well, why don't we do a few more tunes, unless there's something I missed.
Yeah.
Chris wants to say something.
I just kind of think it's one of the few chances that we have to hear from Mark and Ann and Michael, too, to maybe talk about some of their feelings about the music. You know, when you go to the dances, everybody hears them playing. But so seldom do we have a chance to kind of hear you. How does it feel to kind of play out here versus what you play for down home?
It's real different. We find the crowds are pretty different, but it's more taken for granted at home by far. Here, I think it's even more appreciated. It's appreciated in a different way here. It's appreciated as something special that our country has to offer, rather it's just something they might have every day on the radio, you know. And so we love the crowds here, and the people are great dancers. It looks like it's a real warm feeling in California.
And it's a lucky thing that tonight there won't be a concert, so you can hardly have a place to sit down. You got to get your dancing shoes on, and that's really this music has survived because of that, hasn't it?
Mm-hmm. They're in Louisiana, in the dance halls, the people, there's so many people in their 80s even that are out dancing, just great dancers, and it's really kept it alive. It keeps them alive, too. The music keeps the people alive as well as, you know, vice versa.
Mark, you used to play a lot in those honky-tonks at the B.O. Sparkle Club, didn't you?
I played in some pretty slimy joints.
Why don't you tell us about one of them?
Travel that I do into the bar hopping, into the honky-tonks.
Well, there's still so many great honky-tonks alive in Louisiana. Mark and I go out a lot on Saturday nights hitting the dance halls, and there's still a lot of people there, and
locals too.
A lot of local people. It's not any tourists. It's kind of, we like to bring our friends. I guess we bring the tourists, and they can't believe anything that authentic is still happening in America. They just have these old dance halls with people playing their music that they've been playing. They learned it from their grandparents, and the lights are dim. Nobody pays any attention to the band, and the people dance around. It's incredible.
Are there young people playing it, you know, teenagers, and does it appeal to them? Is there a younger generation that's learning this and continuing it on?
There are a lot of younger people playing, but they're, a lot of them are playing more like because it's popular instead of playing before, you know. It's sort of like when it got popular, everybody started learning how to play all of a sudden. But it's caused a resurgence, which you can't say it's bad, you know, just because everybody's learning how to play and sing.
So it does seem like it's a continuing tradition. It's just not going to sort of fade away because the dance halls and the people learning the music are just keeping it alive as a local scene.
I guess we used to think we were the younger generation playing Cajun music. But times have moved along. We're no longer the teen scene.
You got Joel now playing.
Oh, yeah. Our son's playing the fiddle. He's really getting good.
Right.
And he has a little duet. He and another friend of his, two little 13-year-old boys, standing there with their fiddles. They look like Sadie and Dennis, but of 93. It's pretty great.
And that'll kick it more than anything if young kids, you know, do it, and some of their peers love it, I bet you.
Yeah, they pass up, Joel passes up his friend's sleepovers to come play the fiddle at our jam session. I said, now we're getting somewhere. I knew we were doing something right.
One thing I noticed is, don't you think that there's more younger people playing, like the tourist places like the restaurants that appeal to tourists. There's more the younger groups playing for that. And the old-time dance halls, there's more the old bands, the older elderly gentlemen playing for the dance. Don't you think that's...
Yeah, by far. And also the crowds that go to the dance hall would prefer these older bands, you know, probably. And the younger bands go kind of where the tourists are more to play, you know. That's a generalization, but it's pretty accurate, I think.
Mm-hmm. Well,
Michael, what do you guys say?
Come on, Mike.
Who does Bossa Lay play for?
Anybody. Anywhere.
Anybody wants to pay you.
That's right.
Where there's
even
food.
Those who don't. No, I think it's changed a whole lot in these years. You were saying that, you know, playing out here, even playing in California, has changed a whole lot since we started, I don't know, what, 10 years ago, 12 years ago, yep. Whatever. Yeah, because it was like curiosity back then, and everybody would kind of gawk and try to do these dances. And then now it's like it's patterned. I mean, there's certain, now you realize this is a certain way to dance this thing and a certain way to dance that. I think that's the cause of all the, you know, all the Cajun interest here. I mean, the group, you know, Susie and Eric and everybody who's in Danny Poulard and everybody who's playing the Cajun groups over here. I think going all over the country, I don't think there's a state we go in that doesn't have some kind of Cajun band, which are not from Louisiana.
Even the Japan has its Cajun band, the Yokohama City
Aces. The Yokohama Aces.
The Yokohama Playboys?
Yes.
Ah.
Yokohama City Aces.
So, you know, that changes, and that changes us. The way you perceive it, you don't have to, like, you know, the first time you come out here, you kind of have to, Mark was always the diplomat about, you know, this is the music, this is it, this is the way, you know, I mean, you know, say, listen to this. And now it's like they respect that, they know it, so you don't have to force it, you just can play like you feel like playing. And I think it's really comfortable to do.
I do think that if traditional music survives, it's going to survive away from Louisiana, though. There's more people that's interested in old-time traditional music away from Louisiana than the Cajuns in Louisiana.
Huh. But doesn't that also have the effect that it sometimes brings it back? Just like they all say, you know, when Dewey Boffa went to Newport, all of a sudden all the people down in Louisiana said, oh, yeah? He must have something special going for him. They start listening to him, and it kind of revitalized things.
What I hear on the radio, it's it's very hard until they start singing to recognize if it's Nashville music or if it's Cajun music. You know, with the steel guitars and the style of singing emulates the Nashville style of singing, and the you know the whole sound of the band. Until they start singing, I can't really distinguish whether it's Cajun or country western. A lot of times.
Uh huh. Well, but music has to change, that's for
sure.
Otherwise it dies.
But what I'm worried about, maybe I'm concerned about it, many years ago, I've been running a store for 27 years, and many years ago when people would come from the neighborhood to come buy an instrument, you know, they'd buy a cheap instrument and maybe 10 years later come by and buy a better one and, you know, work the music and study it and practice, and then maybe 5 years after that, they would maybe come back to buy a PA system. A lot of people come into the store now and they buy the instrument simultaneously with the public address system. And on the way back to the house, they stop and pick up their glossy 8x10 signed photographs, you know, the autograph photographs, signed photographs. So it to me, it's more of a trend towards showbiz and, you know, let's get up on the stage in the spotlight and let's, whether we can play or not, that's not the point, just to get up on the, and I'm concerned about that sometimes.
That's pretty much the way it is in all the musical fields these days. It's not just Cajun music. It's everything. I mean, used to be rock and roll. You know, they used to call them garage bands because they would rehearse in the garage, and now those garage bands have their PAs and their 8x10s, glossies, and they walk around looking like stars before they've even played a dance.
I think the appeal of Cajunism in general, though, was the fact that it was not showbiz.
Right.
And the music was definitely not showbiz. I think that's the...
Yeah, that was the original appeal, was the naturalness of it, you know.
So. But, some of those early Cajun people were stars. I mean, when you look at their promo shots from the 30s and 40s, they looked like they thought they were stars.
Yeah.
And Harry Schoetz, that's what I was trying to think of. I mean, he seemed to have that sort of star thing, but it was seen more down home, I think.
But he was from Texas, Tom.
Oh, right.
That explains it all.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Come on now.
How about some more music?
We'll do the last waltz.
come on down tonight and join them at Ashkenaz.
Yeah, we're going to play y'all one more song.
We're going to do a live recording down there tonight.
We're going to do a live recording. Everybody come meet us. We're going to have a great time. What you want to play, Mark? Huh? Okay. We're saving our energy for tonight. Y'all come on down and we're going to boogie.
The Savoy Douce Cajun Band. I think this is a country's premier traditional Cajun band. There really isn't any other, you know.
Thank you.
And Anne Savoy on the guitar, Mark Savoy on the accordion, and Michael Douce on the fiddle. Join them all tonight at Ashkenaz. And better come early because it's going to be very, very little place down there. So
see you there.
Okay. Thanks again.
And music for everybody.
It's health music, according to Mark. Okay, I think all music is health music, but okay. And Tom, thanks for sharing your program. I guess he's going to play a couple of more records. See y'all later.